Going to go ahead and call us into order. This is the 6th Osage Nation Congress. We are in our HUNCA session. The date is April 23rd, 2019. The time is 10:13 a.m. We are on day 25. First agenda item is prayer. I've asked Assistant Chief Redcorn to say the prayer for us this morning.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for the opportunity to be here and to serve our people. Let us remember why we are here. Please bless our people and their health, their success, their well-being, their happiness. Help us always to work toward that and keep those things in the front of our minds. We thank you for this rain. Beautiful spring we're having. We thank you for all of the blessings that you bestow upon the Osage people. We appreciate it. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Atia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congressman Maker notified me this morning that he would be going to therapy. Agenda item 3 is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. It could take a while. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Page 4. Congressman Maker is noted as absent during the middle of the vote, but he was here.
Thank you. Thank you. Congressman Mason.
Page 12, towards the top of the page, says Congressman Mason left the meeting at 12:33. I must have been sleepwalking or something. I don't recall that. I think it might have been Congressman Baker.
No.
No?
You returned at 12:37 a.m. So you were gone. You would have been sleepwalking then.
I noticed that, so.
We'll note that. We'll change the p.m. or change it to p.m.
Thank you.
Returned. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Page 12, the motion for the amendment to the amendment to strike may and insert will. I know with certainty Congresswoman Pratt voted against that.
She did.
So it says 10 yeas and 0 nays.
I voted no.
Yeah.
So that little count needs to be changed.
3 nos.
Congresswoman Pratt.
On page 14, Amendment 1, well, yeah. I think it's the same thing, just twice. I'm not sure why it appears twice.
Pardon me?
Are you seeing that, Shanna? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a reason for that? Okay, page 14, amendment number 1 on the JOM education amendment. It just appears twice. Okay. A Also in two sections in the bill, page 12, and I'll have to look for the other section, but when it says inventory information approval systems, it should be IIAS. It has SA in two sections. One is on page 12 at the bottom of the page. And page 6, bottom of the page.
Motion to approve the legislative journal for April 22nd as amended.
Second.
Motion to approve the journal as amended by Congresswoman Goodfox, second by Congresswoman Pratt, I think. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met yesterday evening and this morning, and we are reporting Bill Number ONCA 1870, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC Sections 3102, 3104, and 3105 to add 16 ONC Sections 3106, 3107, and 3108 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due passed as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1911, an act to amend 19 ONC Sections 3 Section 3106 of the Osage Nation Workforce Pay for Performance Act to authorize base pay adjustments and merit recognition and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1915, an act to authorize the Osage News Editorial Board to host and conduct a fair and unbiased debate or forum leading up to Osage Nation elections and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1921, an act to appropriate $83,076 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for wildland fire equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1934, an act to amend ONCA 1848. Authorize and appropriate the amount of $262,619 in federal funds to community health representative and to reduce the tribal appropriation in the amount of $262,809 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1935, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $114,639 in federal funds to the Education Department Johnson O'Malley Program to reduce the tribal appropriation by the amount of $69,158 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCA 1938, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $400,000 to historic preservation and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, and the final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCR 1908, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. ONCR 1911, a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2020 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. Maria Whitehorn is the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3S votes from Pratt, Goodfox, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all of you guys' hard work.
Oh,
Congresswoman Pratt.
I guess I had to come back over. I don't know why I came back over. Anyways, ONCA 1870 was properly engrossed. However, during engrossment, we found sections two, possibly three sections, which contradict one another based on a floor amendment yesterday. So at this time, I would like to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and return ONCA 1870 to general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1870 on general order day two on today's agenda. Moved by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. There is no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion carries. I have a point of inquiry for, I guess, Congressman Potts. On ONCA 1915, the Osage News, about the debates and forums, was fair and unbiased. Was that removed from the bill? It never was? Okay.
That amendment was withdrawn.
Gotcha. Thank you. Okay, we will move to reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committees to report? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief Members of Congress, Commerce and Economic, Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met yesterday and considered Bill Number ONCA 1936, an act to establish a law, competitive bidding for the gaming enterprise doing business as Osage Casinos and the business enterprises of the nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor of that bill is Congresswoman Pratt. Co-sponsor is Congressman Mason. We met several times and discussed this bill and worked on it on April 12th, April 16th, and April 22nd. The final committee action is do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Tillman, Stabler, Lemon, Pratt, and one absent, Goodfox. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any more standing committees to report? Okay, we'll move on to agenda item six, which is introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. It's day 25, and I'm going to read in ONCA 1943, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $454,843 in federal funds to the Family Violence Department Tribal Victim Services Program, and to establish an alternate effective date. And these are tribal set-aside funds from the Office of Victims of Crime. It's a three-year grant. They are using the funds for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, human sex trafficking, stalking, dating violence. The funds will be used for trainings for more than just the department staff, but also for Congress, judges, ONPD, and prosecutors. It will allow for new computers and furnishings for the shelter. And I am going to move to place ONCA 1943 on third reading on today's agenda to modify the agenda. We can't make any amendments to this, is why I'm not going to general order day two.
Second.
Following engrossment.
Following engrossment, sorry.
We have a motion and a second. There's no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
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 Just two no's, is that all I heard? Okay, motion passes. Are there any other bills or resolutions to be introduced?
Yes, I have one more. I'd like to read in ONCA 1944, an act to authorize and appropriate $3 million appropriated by the United States Congress to the Bureau of Indian Affairs and conveyed to the Osage Nation as Amendment Number 11 to the Osage Nation Multi-Year Funding Agreement for the Osage Minerals Council for the purpose of plugging emergency and orphan wells in Osage County and to establish an alternate effective date. The U.S. Congress has appropriated $3 million to be dedicated to the plugging of abandoned wells. This appropriation was passed to the BIA and distributed to the Osage Nation under the Self-Governance Multi-Year Funding Agreement. The money will be deposited in the well plugging account. The Office of Self-Governance will have oversight of the project for compliance and financial reporting. The Minerals Council will implement the project. This was approved by the Minerals Council on Wednesday, March 20th, 2019, and I have reached out to the chair of the Minerals Council, and they are in agreement with this. I'm going to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1944 on today's agenda for third reading following engrossment.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion carries. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCA 1942, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $100,000 to the treasurer for permanent fund investment manager fees to establish an alternate effective date. You will recall that the treasurer has come and presented that when monies were moved from one investment manager to another investment manager, that created some fees. And then when they were moved from another investment manager to other investments, that's created additional fees. So those fees were pulled out of the treasury, and the treasury now stands to not have sufficient funds, according to the treasurer, to make it through the end of the year. However, I do believe this needs to be discussed in committee, and I'm not going to move it. I just ask that it be assigned to committee. I will move to suspend the rules and place it on first reading so that it can get a committee assignment.
Second.
Motion and a second to place ONCA 1942 on today's agenda on first reading. Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Say 1942 is on first reading. Are there any other bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Reading in ONCA 1942, an act to amend 1848 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $100,000 to the Treasury for financial consultant fees and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, ONCA 1942 is assigned to the Appropriations Committee. Any other bills and resolutions on first reading that are not on the agenda? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Has bill number ONCA 1870 been moved to General Order Day 2.
Yes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place bill number ONCA 1936 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. 1936.
Second.
Motion and a second to place ONCA 1936 on today's agenda on General Order Day 2. Seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. No discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1936 will be on today's agenda on General Order Day 2. Now on General Order Day 1, second reading, Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you. I'm reading an ONCR 1909, a resolution to recognize the members of the Osage Nation added and deleted from the official membership roll. This time I would ask that you suspend the rules, I'm moving to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1909 on General Order Day 2.
Second.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1909 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Rule suspension, there's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the resolution is advanced. General Order Day 2. Removed, placed. Okay, we will move to General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First is ONCA 1870. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move for a 10-minute recess to get amendments together.
Second.
Motion to recess for 10 minutes by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we're in recess.
Thank you.